Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. Boy, the holidays are right on top of us and the pressure is building. Not only do we have to worry about doing our part for big planned parties that our friends are throwing, we have to deal with those wonderful spontaneous celebrations that just pop up. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of the Waterfront Kitchen, I think it really pays to have a pocket full of recipes for hors d'oeuvres and things like that.
Yeah, I think so too. And, you know, the week before New Year's, everybody's having parties and it's a lot of fun. And so, you know, I just put together like six or seven of my favorite little snacks that you can throw together, you know, when you're doing parties.
Well, this is great because it's always good to say, oh, I know what to bring.
Yeah, right? I mean, who doesn't like, you know, a cornmeal fried oyster? And I think, you know, oysters are just really beautiful right now.
Yeah, they are.
You can get them pre-shucked, you know, in jars or in containers, which makes life easy. And then it's just a matter of setting yourself up a little batter. It was basically cornstarch and cornmeal based. Mm-hmm. But then, of course, the flavoring, the seasonings are totally up to you. I usually throw in a little chili powder, some garlic powder, some sea salt. But, you know, again, that's whatever you want. And then you just kind of batter these things in a little bit of egg and batter and then just deep fry them.
Now, that sounds great.
Pan fry them if you want. That's always cool. You know, the deviled egg is
my favorite.
I know, right? And I think Maryland has a tradition, you know, of having great deviled eggs. But, you know, adding something interesting to them always helps. And crab certainly, you know, is a great addition.
You're killing me.
You know, I think the key to this is really, you know, boiling the eggs properly. Mm-hmm. You know, nobody wants to overcook the eggs because you get that green color in the yolks.
Right.
So I've got a little trick, you know, that we'll put up on the website, the way to make the perfect boiled egg. Mm-hmm. So it's always perfect and you guys can do it. But again, this is one of those things where who knows what you put in your deviled eggs. I'm sure you get 20 people in a room and you have 20 different recipes.
Now, we have some real traditional recipes here in Baltimore.
Yeah. And I think that's the way
really
to go.
Really go way back.
You know, chopped parsley, chopped celery, you know, vinegar, Worcestershire, some hot pepper, and then just, you know, mixing in the crab. Yeah. And then, you know, I say forget piping. I don't know what your thing is, but I like just spooning it in.
I don't think you
need the fancy star tip
nah,
to make it look
nah.
like, I mean, it's got to be a little more rustic.
Right.
I mean, meatballs, I mean, who doesn't love a good meatball too? And I think that very simple to make, just some ground meat, egg, some bread, mm-hmm. which is important in the meatball, believe it or not, because,
yeah.
and I think people tend to use bread crumbs. I think using fresh bread is important, cut into little cubes, because as you cook meatballs, they start to lose their fat.
Mm-hmm.
What the bread does is absorb that fat and keep it in the meatball.
Where a lot of the flavor is.
And also, it provides a little bit of a lighter texture.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody likes these dense meatballs. But of course, what's more fun than making sort of a bourbon sort of barbecue sauce to bathe them
yeah.
in? And which has the typical things you'd expect. Brown sugar and ketchup, bourbon, smoked paprika, Worcestershire sauce, honey, those types of things. You know, cooked up and pureed with your submersible blender
yep.
to make it smooth and then just tossed in there and you're good to go. Fish cakes or catfish cakes, I think, are really good. There's this blue catfish from the Chesapeake Bay that's very inexpensive.
Very easy to find.
Very easy to find. It's all over the place. And just, you know, as you would make a crab cake, but if you were to make a fish cake and do it as a little slider, get yourself some H&S little rolls
mm-hmm.
and instead of crab, use the catfish, mix them up. And again, I roast them in the oven and make some Old Bay aioli to go on top.
Yeah.
And you can have sliders for the whole group.
That sounds really, really great.
Yeah.
How about eggnog?
You know, everyone's scared about eggs. I believe that. And usually eggnog recipes are raw egg.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's easy to make. I think if you go to the supermarket and buy the pasteurized egg yolks
mm-hmm.
and pasteurized egg whites rather than using fresh eggs, you feel much more comfortable about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And I think I can put a recipe for making, you know, sort of a bourbon-laced eggnog.
Excellent, Jerry. Everybody have a really, really happy holiday. We'll
Definitely.
See you in the new year. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.